Thank you for subscribing and listening to the CERT News podcast. This episode of the podcast goes with the January issue of CERT News that is located at www.unf.edu/cert/newsletters.
Hi, this is Andy Rush, course media developer in CERT. In today's Faculty Spotlight, we're going to be talking about video streaming office hours using Twitch. Our featured faculty member is Dr. Joshua Melko in the Department of Chemistry. Dr. Josh Melko, an assistant professor in chemistry, wanted to extend office hours to a virtual space that would allow him to engage with students as if they were face-to-face. He chose to use Twitch, the video streaming service normally used as a hangout for video gamers who watch endless hours of people playing and streaming video games. YouTube seemed oversaturated with content, and Melko felt that Twitch better aligned with the median age group of his students. Melko visited CERT to consult on making his Twitch channel more identifiable as his own brand and to test live streaming hardware. Twitch users typically have their own graphics and avatars that are customized to who they are. The Open Broadcast Software, OBS, program allows streamers to incorporate graphics and video inputs, known as scenes, into their stream. One professor who streams on Twitch, Dr. WD40, served as an example of what Melko was looking for in terms of graphical enhancements. Dr. WD40 is a co-founder of the Knowledge Fellowship, a group whose purpose is to share peer-reviewed information through platforms like Twitch. Melko is also part of the Knowledge Fellowship community. Melko wanted to use logos, emotes, and other graphics to make his page feel more like a community. He consulted with CERT staff members Andy Rush and Mike Boyles for assistance with creating graphic elements and using them with OBS. OBS allows Melko to combine various elements on screen simultaneously and broadcast that screen to Twitch. The elements are housed in a template that provides structure to the screen. Also featured on the template are the title of the stream and Melko's Twitter handle. By creating a logo, screen template, and other graphics that are consistently designed, CERT helped Melko develop his brand. One of Melko's goals is to be able to stream on location in his research lab. Rush plans to have Melko come to the CERT video production space to use professional recording equipment and try out some specialized hardware for live video streaming. One important piece of hardware that Melko will be testing is called a Stream Deck. A Stream Deck would allow Melko to control scenes in OBS, including videos, PowerPoint slides, and chat windows, while he is streaming. Successful incorporation of this hardware will make on-location streaming in his lab possible. If you are interested in exploring live streaming for your teaching or scholarship work, please contact us at certlab@unf.edu. Thank you.
This is Deb Miller, Senior Director in CERT, and in this edition of CERT News, I'd like to provide some updates on online learning. As the demand for online courses in higher education continues to increase, so has concern for the quality of online education and its impact on student success. While there are many components of online education that can impact student success, the most standardized and least subjective component is the design and structure of the online course. Just as the brick-and-mortar construction standards were used to build traditional face-to-face classrooms, online courses are now being built using rigorous research-based standards for quality course design and format. Implementation of these standards increases the quality and accessibility of online education and reduces barriers to student success. The Florida Board of Governors Online Education 2025 Strategic Plan identifies several goals focused on quality practices, including the regular review of online course design and a statewide faculty award system. The intent is to create a culture of quality for online education in Florida by recognizing the development of high-quality online education statewide and by recognizing the excellent faculty teaching in the system. At UNF, we are revamping our QM review process and working to establish a new Excellence in Online Teaching Award in order to position UNF to participate in this process. For more information and links, see the full article in CERT News or give me a call.
Hello, This is Jessica Hardin, Educational Media Coordinator in CERT, and in this edition of Digital Thinking, we're going to talk about the ECAR Study of Undergraduate Students and Information Technology from 2018. The EDUCAUSE Center for Analysis and Research, ECAR, recently released their 2018 Study of Undergraduate Students and Information Technology report. This report has been published annually for 15 years and is one of higher education's largest and longest-running studies on students' experiences with technology. This year's report includes data from 130 national and international institutions and responses from more than 64,000 students. Trends in this year's report are congruent with past reports. Students consider laptops and smartphones essential to learning. Students are also generally pleased with their experiences with technology on campus, technology support, and their institution's learning management system. There are other new trends that bring a fresh perspective to student technology use, both on and off campus. Below are some of the report's key findings. The full report is available through the EDUCAUSE website. One key finding of the report is that almost all college and university students have access to the most important technologies, desktop, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, for their academic success, regardless of their ethnicity, gender, age, and socioeconomic status. Students did report low levels of access to newer and sometimes more expensive technology like augmented reality, virtual reality, and 3D printers. Despite access to technology, certain demographics are more likely to report technology as extremely important to success when compared to their counterparts. This includes students of color, women, students with disabilities, first-generation students, and others. LMS use continues to be prevalent. 3/4 of students are either satisfied or very satisfied with their institution's LMS. Additionally, over 3/4 of students reported their LMS was used in most or all of their classes. Most students reported a preference for classes that fell on the blended spectrum, meaning somewhere between mostly face-to-face and mostly online. A majority, 72%, of students report having good or excellent internet connection at their residence. Only 2% of students reported having no internet access at their residence. Students also report spending 1 to 4 hours online per day doing homework and research. Contrary to popular belief, more than half of students report that they do not play video games. The report concludes that students are serious about doing the work of being a student and using technology to help in their academic success. In fact, students see technology as vital to their academic success. It is important to use these findings to learn how to best leverage technology to support students and improve learning outcomes. For more information about this report, or to learn more about how CERT assists faculty with teaching and research technology, contact CERTLab at unf.edu.
Best Practices Online, Scaffolding Strategies for Student Success. Dr. Jan Sutton, Instructional Designer. The number one reason to adopt a new technology is to increase student success, according to the 2018 CLOE Survey of Chief Online Officers. In any course format, whether online or face-to-face, we strive for students to be successful and demonstrate persistence, not to give up or drop out. With the countless numbers of technologies and digital applications, how do we begin? What techniques or methods are available to the online instructor to retain students and support their learning? Are there straightforward ideas that can easily be implemented to address this concern? One well-known cognitive strategy to support student learning and success is scaffolding. When we talk about scaffolding, we have to acknowledge Lev Vygotsky, who is synonymous with the terms scaffolding and zone of proximal development, which is the space where a struggling learner gains support from a more knowledgeable other. This concept of cognitive scaffolding can help learners enhance, augment, and extend their thinking skills. Creating scaffolding opportunities can provide learners with the framework to understand complex materials. This article will provide you with two specific scaffolding examples to support student success. The first is the CERT Start Here modules, and the second is reading and note-taking scaffolds. The instructional designers in CERT have created course overview modules in 4 different Canvas templates, which provide a great deal of procedural scaffolding to help students get started in an online course. These modules consist of UNF institutional support, such as academic student support services, accessibility statement, course expectations, library support, and more. The introductory modules are designed to provide instructors with pre-packaged content containing the foundational information students need to understand the course structure and find valuable institutional resources. Check out the Canvas templates A through D to see the procedural scaffolding support provided, in addition to their overall design differences and descriptions. The instructional design team in CERT can provide you with assistance to begin using any of these templates. A second type of scaffolding is called conceptual scaffolding, and it helps learners to organize conceptual knowledge into meaningful structures that support their learning. During a recent instructional design consultation with Dr. Bess Wilson, I discovered she will be using a conceptual scaffolding strategy for a new textbook she is teaching for her Assessment of Learning and Behavior course. This spring, Dr. Wilson will be creating a reading and note-taking guide for her students to support their understanding and refine their focus. Students will be able to use this document to concentrate on key concepts and vocabulary. They will also be able to answer questions to extend their thinking on specific topics. Bess anticipates that this document will also be used for note-taking strategies, promote student accountability, and demonstrate best practices to her learners. Two informative resources for creating the study guides are Utah State University Academic Resource Center's Creating a Study Guide and Types of Graphical Organizers Exhibit 9.2 from the text Effective Online Teaching, Foundations and Strategies for Student Success by Tina Stavrids, 2011. Note that this text is used for the CERT's Teaching Online Foundation course. The cognitive planning tool is also available in this text and provides a quick view of the different types of scaffolding with various examples. It is important to note that there are many individual factors that can attribute to a student's success. We focused on one type of teaching strategy, scaffolding, as a path to develop supportive online courses. The overall quality of an online course is paramount to student success and is one of the reasons UNF has adopted the Quality Matters course design and review process. See the CERT website to learn more about UNF's Quality Course Initiative. What are your scaffolding tips that support student success? We would love to hear from you. Send a note to me, Jan Sutton, at j.sutton@unf.edu to share your idea. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For questions or comments, please visit us on the web. Have a great day.